two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Of course, after every weekend, you get DJ and PK in the mornings on Mondays giving out the Rocky Mountain Chevy Dealers Play of the Weekend. They did it today. And if you're calling number 12 right now, 801-575-9663, that's 801-575-ZONE, and tell us the play that they picked for their Play of the Weekend on DJ and PK show, and you can be our winner. With an impressive lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs, no wonder people are switching to Chevy, your Rocky Mountain Chevy dealers. 801-575-ZONE, if you can give us the Rocky Mountain Chevy Dealers Play of the Week. I'll give you a hint. Has nothing to do with any of the football that was played this weekend. Wait, that's right, Jerry, right? Do I have the right one in my head? Okay. I'm going to give that out, and you're like, no, it's Keanu Hill's touchdown. It's not that. No football involved at this one. So there's your clue. 801-575-ZONE to be calling number 12 to win that prize. Scott, today, of course, media day. Media day for the entire league. I did want to mention I saw this, and it made me feel old. Ricky Rubio posted a picture on Twitter of himself taking pictures. Hey, media day, year 12. It shocks me that Ricky Rubio's in his 12th season in the NBA. Is that wild?
Do you want to hear a crazy thing? Speaking of former Jazz players, right?
Yes.
So Jay Crowder, I'm in the Phoenix airport. I'm traveling,
right,
to go there. And I go through security. I get off the airplane, go through security. I'm going down to,
sure,
ground transportation. Mm-hmm. And there's this massive billboard in the Phoenix airport.
Does it say, please stay?
No, and it says, Jay Crowder. And, go meet, have the summer of fun with Jay Crowder.
Oh, my.
At some kind of
a casino.
Casino resort.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And I was like, I don't know.
You might not see him at that casino because he might not be there because he might not be a member of the Phoenix Suns. I think he wants out. He does want out.
Here's the thing about the Jazz, though, to me. I just feel like they might – I'm nervous that they might be better than bad.
Jeremiah came in and goes, look, I think this team's going to win between 30 and 35 games. I'm like this. No. That's not what we're aiming for here.
And wouldn't that just be the irony of all ironies that these – because they have some players.
But what if they did? What if they used this? What if this group got to the play-in game for the playoffs? They're the 10th best team in the West, and they get to that play-in series, and you kind of like, would you be excited like that they overperformed? Would you go, dang, Will Hart? That means Will Hardy's a dang good coach, probably. It means these guys are playing their butts off, and then I wouldn't, but I would be like, but hold on, guys, wait till next year to do that.
So you have Colin Sexton, you have Mike Connolly,
Malik Beasley.
It's not like this
Kelly
team.
Olynyk, not bad.
Right. I mean, there's the potential of a team that could play pretty darn good defense, be extremely versatile in how they are, and long and athletic. And,
I don't know what to think.
And then you got Jordan Clarkson coming off the bench. Like, I mean, this is a former Sixth Man of the Year, a guy that has lit it up for the Jazz
in
the past.
Did you see what Bennett?
I mean, this isn't a garbage team at all.
This is what I love about Media Day. Ben Anderson reporting that that Jordan Clarkson got two new permanent teeth in the offseason. They're both very sparkly. He's like, they shine very sparkly in this media room. That's like, that's the kind of stuff people go, ooh, can't wait to see Jordan Clarkson's new teeth. Oh, my gosh.
Well, how do you get permanent teeth? I mean, is it an implant? Is it?
Well, Scott, you remember when we first started? Okay, I'm going to pull the curtain back a little bit.
An implant to me is like that. That's.
Well, it's fake, but it's permanent. Well, fake, but permanent.
Yeah, but
okay. When Scott and I first started working,
your permanent teeth are your permanent teeth.
Something happened. There was like a fight at the bar in Springville, and I think did you get your tooth punched out? Is that what happened?
No, I think I bit into an ear of corn or something. Lost my crown.
So Scott has to. So for like I don't know how long it felt like forever. Scott had this fake tooth in with like the little retainer attached to it, but yeah. It was his front tooth. So Scott and I would be prepping, and like maybe he's got a salad out. And he'd break the salad would come out, and then the tooth would come out, and he'd start eating, and he'd start looking at me, and I'd go, I cannot take you seriously. You look like a doofus.
I belonged on Hee Haw.
But then I was like, this fits
the world over.
This fits the narrative, the Springville narrative. But that's the thing, is that like you got this new tooth, and it is permanent.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Then what he's saying is it's not like a clicked out grill. Yeah. That's what I think the point was.
Gotcha.
So there's your update on Jordan Clarkson's team. Here's the update from Justin Zanuck, the general manager of the Utah Jazz, today at Media Day, what he thinks about this young team. Take a listen here. It's a little extended cut from what Jay-Z had to say about this Utah Jazz team coming into the season.
I think as Danny mentioned last week, good players is what we're looking for. But I think, you know, a group of these guys that need some opportunity and a new opportunity to grow and be in a new system. Also opportunity for guys to take another step, but they're all in a range relatively early in their careers outside of the veterans that have a chance to, you know, grow with us together.
What do you expect from some of the ultra younger guys, guys who are
So, Tony, you've been around a while. So, rookies, their first year, you know, just learning it, everything's new. It takes some adjustment, new coaching staff, new way of playing. The NBA is completely different than college. What I do know about those two is they've worked extremely hard this summer, and then they're going to get some experience and reps, and I think they'll be able to build from that, and the coaches will help get them better. As far as expectations, I don't want to set any for, you know, we're going to all do this together and see what happens.
Do you have any takeaways from watching those games?
Yeah, I think, you know, one, there's really, really good participation. The energy in the gym is palpable. The guys like playing with each other. They get along very, very easily. It's competitive. So I think that energy will translate into training camp, and Will and his staff will be able to harness that, and it'll be a good start.
How does it compare from the last couple of years? Teams, obviously, the ceiling's not as high as this roster, but you talk about the energy being high. How does that compare from the last couple of years?
I think it's just, it's everything's new. So rather than everything being much more familiar, like the people that are in the gym, the people that you're playing with, that you're training with, working out against, it's all kind of new. And they're all excited to kind of experience, have these first-time experiences together, which I've been very pleased with.
What have you learned about Will in hiring him and seeing him
No surprises. He's a man of high character, knows what he wants. He's focused on the Utah Jazz as a whole. He's not focused on being, oh, this is my first year as a head coach. He's focused on how can he help this program achieve what we all want to achieve, which is to contend for a championship. So everything has been about the group. What's best for the group? What's best for the organization? What's best for the team? Not what's best for him. He's been amazingly consistent in that, something that we all felt was a huge part of his interview process and who he is as a person. So I've had a great time coming into work every day and working with him to get everything set for, you know, his first day of training camp tomorrow.
What are some of the ways you've seen him kind of
part to set that tone and that culture from, you know, now building up to whatever is going to come down the road?
So when I describe him as selfless, I think that it doesn't only mean that you're not about yourself, but that you're giving of your time. So both in group settings and individual, he's spent an inordinate amount of time of getting to know every single person in that building, everybody that's going to help him build a program, and starting that with personal relationships, getting to know who these people are and what they do and how he can support them. And that includes the players. Lots of one-on-ones, lots of dinners, lots of just small interactions to know who you're working with before you start the work, which starts tomorrow.
I don't know if you talked to me specifically about Talen Horton-Tucker. He's got a great life. He talked about him.
So Talen's excited to have Talen. He's been here during the OTAs period to come in and play and work out. So just another young guy that...
All right, so there was Justin Zanuck chatting about the team today. First press conference here before they open up training camp tomorrow. And so media day today, training camp tomorrow, the work gets going tomorrow. I'm impressed by this guy, Scott. Well, let's take a break here. We'll come back. We'll chat a little bit about this and much more. So stay right here with us. Davis Vision LASIK sale is going on right now for fall. Get $1,000 off of LASIK. Did you just hear that? Get rid of your contacts and glasses. Save $1,000. Davis Vision offers routine eye exams as well. It's a full optical center. So just check them out. DavisVisionMD.com for all those things. If you want to get the LASIK, you want to get your glasses figured out and your contacts figured out, or you want to get rid of them, DavisVisionMD.com. We'll take the break. We'll come back. More to go right here around the corner. We'll jump in. I also want to remind people next hour, we've got our conversation, our weekly conversation with Devin Cafusi from the University of Utah. So we're going to have that coming up as well. Stay with us. More to go right here, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.